A sense of knowing, your infinite source of intention has no doubt. It knows, and consequently it acts upon that knowing. This is what will happen for you when you live on the active side of infinity. All doubt flies out of your heart forever. As an infinite being in a temporary human form, you'll identify yourself primarily on the basis of your spiritual nature. This sense of knowing that comes from the active side of infinity means that you no longer think in terms of limits. You are the source. The source is unlimited. It knows no boundaries. It's endlessly expansive and endlessly abundant. This is what you are also. Discarding doubt is a decision to reconnect to your original self. This is the mark of people who have lived self-actualized lives. They think in no-limit, infinite ways. One of the no-limit qualities is the ability to think and act as if what they'd like to have is already present. This is another one of my 10 secrets for success and inner peace in the book of the same title. The power of intention is so doubt deficient that when you're connected to it, your sense of knowing sees what you'd like to have as already present. There are no contrary opinions whatsoever. A sense of passion. When you emulate the power of intention, this is where you'll feel the passion you are intended to live and feel. The beauty of feeling passionate and enthusiastic is the glorious feeling of joy and cheerfulness that comes along with it. Nothing provides me with more joy than sitting here and speaking to you from my heart. I enthusiastically allow these teachings to come through me from the source of all intentions, the universal mind of all creativity. Put quite simply, I feel good. I'm in a cheerful mood, and my inspiration provides me with joy. If you want to feel great, look into the mirror, say to your image, I am eternal. This image will fade, but I am infinite. I am here temporarily for a reason. I will be passionate about all that I do. Then just notice how you feel as you stare at your reflection. Being cheerful is a wondrous side benefit of enthusiasm. It comes from being in the active side of infinity, where there's absolutely nothing to feel bad about. A sense of belonging. In a world that lasts forever, you certainly must belong. The active side of infinity inspires not only a strong sense of belonging, but a strong feeling of connectedness to everyone and everything in the cosmos. It's impossible for you not to belong because your presence here is evidence that a divine universal source intended you here. Yet when you live on the inactive side of infinity, you feel a sense of alienation from others. Your idea that this is all temporary and that you aren't a piece of God's infinite perfection leads you to self-doubt, anxiety, self-rejection, depression, and so many more of the low energies I've spoken about throughout this program. All it takes is a shift to infinite awareness to leave that feeling of misery. As Swami Sivananda taught his devotees, all life is one. The world is one home. All are members of one human family. All creation is an organic whole. No man is independent of this whole. Man makes himself miserable by separating himself from others. Separation is death. Unity is eternal life. This concludes my ideas on the active and the inactive sides of infinity. I urge you to remind yourself every day, as frequently as possible, of your infinite nature. It may sound like merely an intellectual shift of minor consequence, but I assure you that staying on the active side of infinity and reminding yourself of it regularly will put you in a position to manifest your desires. Of all the quotes on this subject I've read, this observation made by William Blake stands out, quote, "If the doors of perception were cleansed, everything would appear to man as it is, infinite." Remember, we're attempting to clean up the connecting link between ourselves and this field of intention. This concludes part one of The Power of Intention. Part two will be a series of short chapters describing how to put this new connection to intention to work in a variety of ways in your own life. As with the first part, listen with a mind that is not only open to the possibility of your achieving all that you can imagine, but to knowing that on the active side of infinity, all things are possible. Now you tell me what that leaves out.